Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm excited about having our buddy Jay Nally back on the show with us, folks. Jay's an old friend of mine and a great supporter of all the things that you do. Jay is Vice President of Sales at IBM in the IBM Direct Division. He's, as I said, he's our good friend. Jay, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It's really a pleasure to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And folks, Jay, if you buy a product from IBM by the telephone or online, that's Jay's division. That's the division he oversees. And Jay, I wanted you to join us today to talk to us about what IBM as a big business, what a big business has learned about doing business with small business. One of the things I try to do on this show is point out the things that big businesses do really well and we shouldn't even try to do because you guys have the scale and that's not an area that we really ought to go into. Small businesses need to focus on the things that we do really well, but also things that we've learned, that we can learn from you guys, from the big companies, that you do that we can do. And so I've tried to get small businesses to focus on that. And I'd like for you to turn that around a little bit now and tell us some of the things you've learned about small business.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, and to all your small business and entrepreneur audience, it's a constant learning. Now, IBM has had the benefit of having a relationship with small businesses for many, many years, and we value that. And every day that we work with and serve and listen to and then ultimately provide solutions to the small business customer, it is really important that we listen. And we learn every day. And I'll tell you, some of the things that we do learn is that there's no cookie-cutter approach to this thing. Every small business is different. Every small business has their own needs. Every small business has a rate that they determine how technology can help them grow with their business. And so I think the biggest learning is the fact that we've got to have multiple approaches, multiple solutions, multiple ways we are creative and yet responsive to serve a small business customer.
And this is a little bit counterintuitive to doing business with your larger customers, isn't it? Because you can kind of, you pretty much know that American Express is going to need pretty close to the same things that MasterCard is, and Federal Express is going to need. They're not going to have that many different challenges from UPS, let's say, or somebody like that. But as you say, small business owners, we're a complex herd of cats, aren't we?
Well, I wouldn't say it like that, but, clearly larger customers have a lot more cyclical nature to their buying patterns.
Yeah.
And their needs are a little more standardized because they have, things that their business requires, and then they have clearly the integration requirements across broad sets of locations and sometimes global nature. Small business customer has different types of decision points. How best do I reach my customers? And that can be a very flexible means of doing that. Today, a small business person primarily is a local entity, but now with the advent of technology, as we've talked about before, they can now broaden their path to become more regional, national, international at the same time. And so we have to determine at what step or what stage a small business customer wants to do that. And we need to be flexible to provide a solution across those different time periods in the life of the business.
And, Jay, another thing that I encourage small business owners to do is to think about the big companies that we do business with, to think about how they are reaching out to us and to realize that we're a little more complicated to do business with. There's no question about it. Those are my words. I know you're not saying that, but I'm saying we are a complex herd of cats. There's no question about that. And that we've got all the, as you said earlier, we've got all these different requirements and that are in, as individual as the owners are. And we have to realize that, that we are a little complicated sometimes to do business with, but also there are companies out there that, that are really making an extra effort to reach out to us. And what I'm encouraging my owners, to, my audience to do is to learn how to evaluate those big companies and see if they get it, see if they understand and are making an attempt to try to reach out to us in the right way, or if they're just throwing the cookie cutters out there. And so I, and I'm and I know that I'm glad to know that IBM is not doing that, obviously, and that's one of the reasons that we're doing business together. We got more to come with our good friend Jay Nelly right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. With black hair. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jay Nelly, Vice President of Sales at IBM Direct. And Jay, we're talking about some of the things that you guys have learned at IBM about doing business with small business owners. Some of the things that we need. Tell us a little bit more.
Sure. Well, as I said, we, you know, I think you, you said it so well at the end. We have to have a lot of ways to have a small business customer feel comfortable to come visit us. And as you know, we've got the Small Medium Business Center website, which is a portal, provides a lot of information and, again, hopefully a lot of value for a small business customer to come in and feel comfortable browsing, shopping, learning, understanding some of the technology can do. We clearly produce a world-class e-newsletter on a regular basis, and all you have to do is sign up at the website to subscribe. Again, it's just a matter of let's ensure that the small business customer understands that we are in tune and in touch and want to provide that, again, that, that level of value that we think is important. And then most importantly, some of the things that I do in my business, which is, the, you know, a telephone or a web interaction, all the way from calling in and being able to speak with someone who's knowledgeable about products and services and technology to help a customer become more adept at trying to change the way they're doing business or to keep up with the times or to, you know, really upgrade some technology that they may not have during some bad economic times.
Well, see, you're talking... Go ahead.
All the way to providing a personal website, if necessary, so that, it, you know, one of our small business customers can feel unique and special and knowing that they've got their own website with IBM.
I want to come back to the personal website thing in just a minute. Folks, what I want you to do... As you're hearing Jay talk about these things, I want you to try to imagine that that's your story. Think about what Jay just said about IBM. The truth is there's nothing that he just said, not one single thing that he just said, you can't do for your customers. And so when you hear him say these things, don't just think about, well, isn't that nice that IBM is making that available to us? Think about it like this. Wouldn't it be nice if my customers could hear me saying that from out of my mouth? And now, Jay, talk, what's the personal website thing?
Well, personal page, as we call it, is a site where one of our customers can come and request to have their personal site be set up to allow them to buy, to shop, to learn, to provide some standardizations within their company, to provide a set of buyers within their company to have access to and take advantage of some of their pricing advantages or some of their discount advantages that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows for that company to understand that they've got a personal relationship with IBM. And that's something that, again, just shows the fact that we know the personalization of it is really important and allows for just a special relationship to occur.
Well, what you've done there is you've created a more solid relationship link to that customer. And think about that, folks. What if you could have, and again, this is something you could do, and it would not be that expensive. This is, you could do this where your customers could, you could say to your customers, you know what, when you come to our website, you can arrange the page like you want it, so to speak, or you can ask for certain things that you want, or however you want to design this personal page. If there are ways that you can customize the way you do business with your customers, and you know, Jay, that little tool is a way for people not to even look anywhere else, not to even look at another competitor, isn't it?
Well, it's part of the process that says we learn, and some of our customers enjoy that personalization. Others like standardization.
Right.
And I'm sure all in your audience have the same type of breadth of customers as well, that there are different things that their customers require to make them feel good about the business that they're doing business with.
One of the things that I think is really smart for big businesses to do, and many of them are doing it, you guys are doing this, and that is realizing that small business owners don't just need help with our business. We need help helping our own customers. And so a lot of companies are, like you, for example, your newsletter is one example of that, where you're not just saying, you know, this is how you improve your business, but it's also how we reach beyond you and right on through to your customers to help you reach out to your customers, because many small business owners need help with that. We need help not only running our businesses, but helping our customers to be loyal to us. And technology is a great way to do that, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, isn't that what it's all about? It's about, you know, making your customers learn, understand, have the information at their fingertips to be able to come back and to know that this is the only place I want to do business with. And for a small business is the key word here, that's got to be the greatest feeling in the world, to know that their customers are dependent on them for their skill or specialty or product or service, and to be able to do that in multiple ways to reach those folks is got to be a great feeling.
Well, and you know, Jay, one of the things that small business owners really need help with is increasing their margins. We really need to be able to improve our bottom lines by increasing our margins. And one of the ways to do that is specialization, customization for our customers. Because when you customize something for your customers, like you were talking about earlier, they're going to be less picky about the price, believe it or not, because customization saves your customers time. And more, folks, time is more valuable to us than our money. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Jay Nally, Vice President of Sales at IBM Direct. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jay Nally is our guest. He's Vice President of Sales at IBM Direct. He's an old friend of ours and one of my good friends. Jay, first I want to say thank you for all you guys do for small business and you in particular, because I know I've visited with you enough that I know where your heart is, and I want you to know that it's good. Small business owners may not realize it, but it's they're lucky to have folks like you, individuals like you, I'll just say specifically about you, who are champions of small business, and I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, man.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask you, I want to ask you about the economy. What are you, as far as IBM's concerned, are you guys looking, are you seeing as much good news out there as we are, as I am, as I'm hearing from my financial experts?
Yes, I think we are. I mean, I think we see at least positive signs developing, and clearly, as again, it goes back to each individual, one of our customers, as they determine what that means for them as it relates to capital expenditures and clearly investments that they want to make within their organization. But, you know, we're all hopeful that we see an upturn here and that better days are ahead.
Right. I want to get back into some things that I know that you're offering there at IBM.com. And it's IBM.com/business center, by the way, folks. Did you say earlier that small business owners can negotiate a their own discounts on your website?
They can, but not necessarily on the website. They actually have to develop a relationship with one of our telephone representatives.
Uh-huh.
And then over time, as they develop their needs and requirements, one of our representatives can develop a special pricing level with them.
Right.
And then translate that into their personal site, so that
okay.
when they go into that personal site, those special discounts are already negotiated and already part of the pricing structure, that when the customer goes onto the site, is able to go in and actually see the prices that apply to them.
Did I hear you say that they could actually get, that other people could actually come in through their personal site?
No. The
okay,
personal
just,
site is,
just them.
Is protected.
Just theirs. It's just for them, right?
That's correct. So
okay.
It's protected with passwords. And, again, only the people that the customer nominates to go in and order are
right.
allowed to do that. So it's very
right.
protected.
Right. Okay. Now, how do we make that phone call? How do we build that personal relationship?
Well, the first thing you can do is to go in and call IBM at 1-888-IBM-5800. And the folks there, and always, as they have for years, take the IBM calls from small business customers, determine exactly what their needs and requirements are, and determine if they are interested in getting a personal page set up with special pricing or at least the specialization that the small business customer desires.
So 1-800-IBM-5800, is that right?
888-IBM-5800.
And then say, now when they really get hopping, folks, is when you say Jay and Allie sent you. That's what that'll really get their attention. But so check that out when you get a chance. But one of the things that I really like about what you're doing there, Jay, and this is a lesson for all of us small business owners, is this customization thing. This idea of making things a little bit special for your customers. That's really that really speaks to the emotions of the human being, doesn't it? And it's an important way to get customers to be loyal to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, as I said earlier, it's that special feeling to know that there's a, as you said, relationship. It may be a website, which some may feel impersonal, but it's knowing that website is the one that's designed for me. It's the one that I can go to with confidence. And I know that I've selected this small business to serve my needs because they have done so in the past, or clearly present the opportunity that they can serve my needs in the future.
Right. Jay, I've got about 20 seconds. You got any last thoughts before we go?
Just delighted to be back with you. We continue to learn every day from your audience, and we appreciate the opportunity to serve them in the future.
Well, thanks, Jay. Jay Nally, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Sales at IBM Direct, and that's 888-IBM-5800, right, Jay?
That's correct.
Check that out, folks. Learn. Don't just go there to get a discount. That's one good way thing to do, but go there and learn about how they're taking care of their customers. Thanks, Jay. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Jay Nally, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.